It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past several weeks, Dr. Husing has been describing what he calls the 12 economic regions of the Inland Empire that provide competitive advantages in growth, jobs, and quality of life in attracting businesses and residents from the coastal communities to the IE. Dr. Husing has talked about the competitive advantages of the six economic regions in Riverside County, the Western Edge, Corona, Norco, and Eastvale, the city of Riverside itself, the South I-215 corridor, Moreno Valley, Paris, Hemet, San Jacinto, and Menifee, the Southwest County, Temecula, Murrieta, Wildomar, Lake Elsinore, the Pass area, Banning, Beaumont, and Cabazon, and the Coachella Valley as its own economic region of the Inland Empire. San Bernardino County also has six economic regions, as defined by Dr. Husing: the West End, Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, Montclair, Chino, Chino Hills, and Ontario, the East Valley, Fontana and Yucaipa, the High Desert, Adelanto, Apple Valley, Hesperia, Victorville, Barstow, the mountain communities, the Morongo Basin, the towns of Morongo Valley, Yucca Valley, 29 Palms, and Joshua Tree National Park, and the outlying desert areas. Each of those 12 regions in San Bernardino and Riverside counties were described by Dr. Husing in segments which you can hear at our website, kvcrnews.org. And this morning, Dr. Husing wraps up the weeks-long series.
The conclusion to all of this is that the great differences in geography and the stage of economic activity in which these various zones are involved has allowed the area to capture all kinds of different companies because of the strengths of the particular areas. So the two West End zones and the two counties probably have the maximum ability to capture high-end jobs as they become available. Those jobs are going to locate in offices, some there. The other place it'll pick up some of that will be the center of Riverside City. The whole warehousing, distribution, manufacturing is strong in the West End of the two counties, more manufacturing in Riverside, more logistics in San Bernardino, except for the case of Harupa Valley, where there's a lot of logistics there as well. Those areas are mature, have really almost completely built out. There's some land left, but not a lot. But that activity is now more involved inland along the 10, Redlands, San Bernardino, Moreno Valley, I-215 South, and Paris. Population growth very strong in the South I-215 area, Paris down through to Hemet, San Jacinto, Menifee, Pass area picking up some, Cala Mesa, Beaumont, Banning, Cabazon. The High Desert is like them, except it's a little farther away, so mm-hmm. The jobs haven't gotten as close to them yet as we need them to be.
So that may be the next wave. The High Desert may be the next wave the Pass area and the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, one of the things that is going on in the High Desert, which is very high-income work, is the mines.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some very serious mining activity out there that pays really well, both aggregate as well as, I believe, cement. As well as...
they're probably looking for minerals out there, too, because the technology demands minerals.
Well, you had a big operation go out right on the border with Nevada. There's a group of minerals that are used in high technology that China controls the world supply. The biggest source outside of China is in San Bernardino County right next to the Nevada border.
Hmm.
Out in... mountains, something up by Zizek's Road, that
yeah,
area
okay,
out in there.
All right.
And it started up again, and then it died again. And it's interesting that the Department of Defense has let that stop, because those minerals are used in most of the advanced technology that the military uses.
Hmm. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.